This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming out of Northern California, if you've been to the wine country, good for you, because a lot of it has been destroyed. The sad part is the human loss. At least 15 people dead. There are supposedly about 180 people missing. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. 1,500 homes also gone, decimated. It is unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about those winds that are fast-moving and causing these fires to whip up. And you've got commercial buildings that have been destroyed. You're talking about a lot of developments that also have been ripped apart as well. And as somebody who lived in California, and I talked about this on a previous show and covered my share of fires, let me tell you, I don't think I've seen anything quite like this whatsoever. In the meantime, there also was some big news coming out of D.C., because we'll jump back to that fire and some of the other odds and ends making news across the country, what I call the buzz across the land. But this certainly shook some people to their core and had other people pretty excited. And that's the Supreme Court backing the Prez and dismissing the travel ban case. Justin Duckham joins us from Talk Media News. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
So you heard what I said maybe there about the Supreme Court and Trump and dismissing the travel ban case. What was the reaction to that in D.C.?
Sorry, I missed the lead up to that audio-wise, but for the most part, this has continued to be one of the big crises facing the administration. The fact that they have continually tried to tweak this to make this more palatable, but every time there's a challenge filed to it, it's largely based on the premise that this was a Muslim ban as advertised, and even if you add more countries to it, that doesn't necessarily change it. That argument has held up in some instances, has not in quite a few others as well. And the court, has signaled that, this is something that is going to be examined closely. There's already been some struggle over whether or not a stay can be implemented. That was done a little while ago. And as it stands right now, the administration is pretty confident that they are going to be doing well by the Supreme Court. But nevertheless, this continues to be highly controversial, to say the least.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this for a long time, too, by the way, like you say, and that's the court system, and then it bounces back now to an appellate court. We'll see what that second challenge holds. And talk about challenging, and you and I both know this, we talk about it all the time. The world of the president, really, most of the news breaks from his Twitter feed. There's been an ongoing fight with Senator Bob Corker, and what the president is saying, that fight won't prevent the Republicans from passing tax reform before the end of the year. So Corker is saying something a little bit different. What's the scoop on that?
Well, you know, this is very strange for why exactly he would go down this road. There is, very obviously a very slim Republican majority in the Senate, and he will need every vote possible in order to advance with tax reform. Corker, in particular, has already been on the fence about this. He has previously said that he is not going to support any legislation for tax reform that raises the deficit by one penny, saying essentially that this has to be paid for, something that the administration has not yet been able to explain how that will work, saying essentially that, this will be paid for once the economy starts booming, once these, businesses that benefit from the tax cut start spending more. But ultimately, there are no plans for it to be fully paid for, and that is something that could alienate, supporters of, could alienate people like Corker, who have flexibility in moving against this, who have sort of a conservative stance on this, and that's pretty dangerous. So Trump did say today in the Oval Office that he does not believe that this is going to affect it, but nobody is really sure why this wouldn't affect it. This is a fight that he doesn't necessarily need to pick. And beyond just tax reform, Corker is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So if these rumors about Trump, eyeing a new Secretary of State or shaking up his, foreign policy, national security team end up being true, that's going to be the door that they have to go through. And that is not an enemy that it, you know, really benefits the administration to make.
Yeah. And speaking of enemies, North Korea, what does the president call him? Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man. Now there's reports that North Korean hackers targeted U.S. power companies. Oh, Justin, can you imagine? And they were spear phishing, those kinds of attacks anyway, to get access to computer systems. And, of course, the bigger concern is what happens as far as missiles and launching and obviously sanctions, too, as well, coming out of the U.N. So give it to us as far as North Korea from the Washington slant.
Well, you know, this gets bigger. According to South Korean officials, there was a hacking attack from North Korea against them, and as a result, documents that detailed, you know, contingency operations against North Korea with the cooperation of South Korea and the U.S. were apparently potentially obtained by North Korea. That's not good, you know, to say the least, and apparently includes plans to carry out a decapitation strike against Kim Jong-un, as well as other military measures moving forward with that. So that puts both the administration and South Korea, as well as a lot of allies in the, you know, global sort of, you know, realm of order that we have at considerable risk, and really highlights how, you know, dangerous it would be if North Korea starts moving more towards this sort of, you know, hacking technique that they've apparently mastered so far.
Yeah. Hey, last one. You know, communications is everything, and apparently there's a report floating around that Defense Secretary James Mattis told his four-star generals that, hey, go ahead and talk to the media, but just stay in your lane because, you know, communications is the job of the commander, not just the public affairs officers. Wow, I've never heard that from anyone in the military, I have to say, in all my years of doing this show, which is well over a decade, and just being in news in general. So is this kind of the new face, or this is how Mattis is?
Well, I mean, it's interesting right now at the Pentagon and as well as the State Department. Neither Tillerson nor Mattis are very press-friendly in a sense of going out and, you know, giving frequent news conferences. Tillerson in particular, you know, really raised eyebrows when he gave sort of the impromptu one over the Trump moron controversy, since he just was sort of camera shy. So Mattis does talk to reporters behind the scenes, but doesn't do a lot of TV, doesn't do public briefings nearly as often as his predecessors. And according to reports, you know, there were members of the national security team, you know, the top military brass, who were essentially taking a cue and going on camera and giving media reports, you know, far less often than many of their predecessors have as well. So this is something that is being reversed, and, you know, from what I understand with our own, you know, reporters on the ground, there has been an effort from the Pentagon to have more officers taking a public role, not just with, you know, the immediate chief, Joint Chiefs of Staff or Combatant Command, but a lot of these smaller, you know, offices of the Pentagon as well. So this is a pretty good, you know, move overall for the public, since it gives us a better understanding of the military in this, you know, frankly, perilous time, and is, you know, warmly welcomed over here in D.C.
All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. As always, appreciate you. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Coming up, the United States not going to be in the World Cup Finals for the first time since the mid-80s. And big hair and the end of disco music. Are you kidding me? Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Coming up, the other side with Paul, my significant other. We do it each and every week. Thank you for all the email that I'm getting from people who enjoy this segment. Obviously, you understand the whole spouse situation. So we'll do that in our next segment. But right now, how about the U.S.? They're not going to be at the World Cup Finals, as I mentioned. This is the first time that's happened since 86. They were defeated by Trinidad in a 2-1 defeat. Pretty humiliating. So the Americans just needed a win over the bottom team to punch the ticket to get to Russia, and they ain't going to Russia. No Russia for you. They're not going to get there. So that's unexpected. It's a stunning turn because this was a rebuilding of the program. They hired Bruce Arena last year. There was a high hopes about what the Americans can do, but they're not going to do it this time around. So how about that? 34-year-old Clint Dempsey nearly scored twice in the final 20 minutes, but you know what they say, doesn't count, only in horseshoes, right? It doesn't matter if it was close. Close does not matter. The U.S. is out. Out big time. At the top of the show, on a more serious note, I mentioned the wildfires in California, and to give you a little bit more on that story, you see the pictures coming out of there, and the decimation is just staggering. The smoldering ashes, the reporters that I've seen throughout the day and watching some of this video who are standing there, in some cases choking or walking through the neighborhoods, and all that's left is, you know, burnt out cars or a chimney or just a mangled mess of metal and whatever's left. And the wildfires were so hot that windows and tire rims melted off of cars. So you have a lot of these cars that are on their steel axles. In one driveway, it was described in a news report I read that the glass backboard of a basketball hoop melted, dripped, and solidified like an icicle. like a mangled icicle. So this is really, really a devastating bunch of fires, with 15 people dead and 2,000 homes destroyed, businesses burning. There are hundreds of firefighters who are there trying to stop this fire. I mean, really, my heart goes out to the people, but also to those people who are on the line fighting this fire, because I'll tell you what, I've seen those crews, and I see what happens, and it's tough, and they're getting fire crews from all over the country to come in to try to help. So you got to think about this. What happens? You have electricity knocked out. You have cellular sites that are down. So that means communicating is really, really tough, and it's an important thing to restore that. You know, some people, on Sunday night, the fires were moving so quickly, thousands of people were forced to leave with only a couple of minutes warning, and that's why so many were killed, because they didn't realize what was happening. It was too difficult, and they couldn't get them out in time, especially any of the older people, and you really feel for them. People in some of these areas in Napa, Sonoma counties, where the neighborhoods were hit by the fires and were just absolutely leveled. I mean, absolutely leveled. Goodness gracious, you know, again, unbelievable. People sifting through remains, but fortunate that they're there alive to sift through those remains because of what happened in this disaster and how quickly it took off. You think of the winemaking region, and this is right in the heart of it. Southern California, too, they're having problems there because of the Santa Ana winds, where I described this, where Disneyland a couple of days ago, you would have seen the fire not too far off in the distance, and that's a frightening sight. So they've closed lots of schools, at least temporarily, while they sort all of this out, both in northern and in parts of Southern California. And these windy conditions on either end of that state have made it really, really tough. But it's the north that has gotten hit so far the worst as far as loss of life and damage, but the south is still getting swallowed up by giant fires too, as well. And because of the winds, it makes it that much tougher to put out, because you don't get enough of a break, frankly, in fighting the fire, as it's been explained to me, because it whips it back up and it feeds it, and it keeps getting fed, and the more it gets fed, of course, the more that it'll grow in more directions. And of course, nobody wants to see that, because then you see frantically more people being evacuated, and hopefully being evacuated in the nick of time, and that's obviously the key. More on the NFL and protest. The latest is now there's some pressure that's coming, that's being applied from the league, to have players stand for the national anthem. And I mentioned in a previous show, and a lot of you called in and also sent emails with your thoughts about the players and the anthem protests. So the league has seen some pretty nervous advertising. Also, ratings drop a little bit as a result of what some are tying it to, people deciding they're not going to watch because of these protests. So Roger Goodell sent a letter to NFL owners on Tuesday, and they're trying to figure out a way to repackage the protests, is what they're calling it, as a fan-friendly call for unity. And they were trying to do that, but the efforts have not worked. So the controversy over the anthem, Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner again, is saying is a barrier to having honest conversations and making real progress on the underlying issues. And he says everyone involved in the game needs to come together on a path forward to continue to be a force for good within our communities. Protect the game. There's the key for a guy who's running the NFL. Protect the gold. Protect the money. The golden goose. Let's be real. And preserve our relationship with fans throughout the country, because this is the deal. There are too many fans that are turning away. So it is for real that enough fans are turning away that there's massive concern about this. Now, the owners are meeting next Tuesday in New York, and they're trying to figure this out. This is going to be on the agenda. You know, what what the specifics are that will come out of it, some kind of combination of what do we do. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, said he'll bench any of the Cowboys, as many of you know, we've talked about this already, who protest. Whether that's even allowed under the collective bargaining agreement is unclear. But the Cowboys have a bye week, so it's moot for them now at this point. But I don't know. What are they talking about with this in-season platform and these other ideas that are being thrown up against the wall? I mean, here's the bottom line. Of course, the league wants to diffuse tension and put the focus on football. It's their product. So the product is being manipulated in a lot of different ways, and people that are normally there are walking away from the product, so they got a problem. And how do they fix this problem? They got to figure out how they can put it back onto football and, you know, how they can put the eyes back onto football. But this is not something I think that's going to be easily remedied by a meeting with the owners in New York. I don't believe they're going to come up with some grand scheme that is going to pay off in a big way. You know, here's the deal. You've got these protests that are over what's happening in communities, and one of the things that Goodell said in the beginning is this underlying what's happening here. Does the NFL, how is the NFL moving this conversation forward? You got to let me in on that one, because I don't see how they're doing that. That doesn't make any sense to me, because they're not. They're not. The NFL, the league itself, is not moving the conversations forward in any way. And by the way, you can always flip me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. As we continue here on the show, as I mentioned, the other side is coming up. And the other side will include whether or not I would enter into a wife-carrying contest for lots of money and a case of beer, because that actually happens somewhere in the United States. In fact, it's a very big, big festival, and a lot of couples participate in it. And it's kind of this thing where you have to go over logs and you have to carry your partner through a little bit of a maze. So that would be a problem, I believe, right there. And I'm going to tell you why that would be a problem when we come back. That and, of course, a few other tidbits as well that we'll talk about, including who takes out the trash and who does the dishes more. And do we have assignments? One of my friends said to me, don't you have assignments? Assignments? Do couples give each other assignments like it's homework? I don't know. You guys tell me. See you in a few.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without.
All right, welcome to another edition of The Other. That's when my husband of 10 plus years, 10 years and I don't know how many months, joins us on the air. His name is Paul. How many months is 10 years and how many months?
7.
Oh, you know, you always know it exactly. 7. 7 months. And birthdays, which comes first, your birthday or our anniversary? It's all in March.
Our anniversary.
Our anniversary, then the day after is your birthday, and then 5 days later is my birthday? Wow, I nailed that. That's pretty good, huh? Okay, so we want to start with this, because I saw a story, Paul, about these couples who do this thing in New Hampshire. I mean, not New Hampshire, Maine. Same difference, I guess. Sorry for all our people listening in New Hampshire. You wouldn't say same difference. We do have a lot of people listening there. Okay, so they do this thing called the North American Wife Carrying Championship. It's really a big deal. And what it is they simulate what happened. This legend that comes from Finland, where gangs pillaged villages and took the women, and so they're making it as this traditional thing that's been around for a while in this town in Newry, Maine. And what happens is the men usually carry the women. They don't have to be married, and the couple can choose who carries whom, but it's usually that way. And then they have to go through, you know, they have to jump over some logs, and they have to trudge through some water, because that's what they're doing. And they're simulating something that happened a long, long time ago. where the women were stolen. But here's the thing. If you get across the finish line first, and apparently it's not easy, you win the woman's weight in cash and 12, it wasn't just a case of beer, 12 cases of beer. Do you think we could beat the couple that won? Apparently, the weight and cash of the winners, they won five times Kristen Barney's weight. They're a married couple. They won $630 and 12 cases of beer.
Not bad for the beer.
Yeah, not bad for the beer. I'd say, what kind of beer is it, you know? And actually, something, in all honesty, we could not do that. I think it'd be tough to do that no matter what kind of shape you were in. Don't you think? You can't do that.
You can't even play golf without getting hurt.
Okay, so I'll tell the story. I came home wounded. I was asked to play in a golf tournament the other day, and it was kind of a last-minute deal. It was for a local chamber of commerce. A lot of you out there have local chambers of commerce, fabulous places to go and belong to. In fact, I'm a professional speaker, so I speak to a lot of chambers. So that's a hint if you need a speaker that's really good. But anyway, I was actually out there because of that, and I was golfing in it. And I hit a 60-foot putt. I drained it for a birdie. It was shocking. It was like a Jordan Spieth moment. For those of you who don't know Jordan Spieth, he's a top U.S. golfer, and he has these incredibly long putts that he makes so often, scrambling around to win a tournament or to get a birdie or whatever. And so this was for a birdie for our team, and it was pretty shocking. And the two other people on the other side of the green screamed out loud and jumped up and down, and one of the partners, the guy that was standing near me, was so excited, he picked me up. Like, he just picked me up in his arms, you know, to celebrate that I had gotten that long putt, and he bruised my rib. Crazy. What was he thinking? But that we're in a cheerleading squad?
Yes.
I don't know what he was thinking, but it was crazy. And he knew, and he knew when he picked me up, and then he put me down. He said, "Are you all right?" He must have known, like, oh my gosh, did I crack her ribs? And it was, the pain was a searing pain. And I said, no. But it was painful. And it's just a bruised rib, but it hurts. So as a lesson to you, Paul, do not just pick me up.
Sorry for your pain.
Sorry. You say it so, like, with so much empathy in that voice. Sorry for your pain. Check this out. I've always wanted to grow vegetables, but, of course, that will never happen because I don't have time. I know it's a lame excuse, but I would love to be able to do this. In my other world, fantasy world in my head, where I actually have a lot of leisure time, I'm probably growing something somewhere. But not like this guy. There's a guy, a Rhode Island guy, who is the first person in the world, Paul, to get the trifecta, they're calling it, of hobby growing gargantuan food. So world records. This is what he has now, the titles he has. He has a giant squash record. He had it the other day. It weighed more than a ton. His green squash tipped the scales at 2,118 pounds during a weigh-in this past weekend. Back in 2006, he broke the record for the longest gourd, and that was 126.5 inches. And in 2007, he broke the record for the largest pumpkin with a fruit that weighed in at 1,689 pounds. Wow. Now, those other records, I think, have been broken. So in February, he gets a coveted green jacket. Wink, wink, he does, for his squash record during the annual convention in Oregon of the Great Pumpkin Commonwealth, which is considered the NFL of giant, they say, fruit and vegetable growing. Why don't you grow some fruit? Or grow some vegetables for us?
Same reason you gave.
Well, what, you don't have time?
That's correct.
Don't copy my answers. I don't have time. It is a lame excuse. Somebody in this couple has to do that. Now, somebody asked me the other day, do you and your husband have assignments? I said assignments. What is assignments? Well, you know, like you, somebody takes out the trash, somebody does the wash, somebody does the dishes. So I'll ask you that question. Tell the nation, do we have assignments? Is that a normal thing for couples, and do we have them?
We have some, because I always take out the trash, and I do the dishes a lot, but sometimes you do the dishes.
Who cooked dinner tonight?
You cooked dinner tonight, and so some things we do, we have assignments, and some things we share.
Assignments. I've taken out the trash before. You have to walk a couple of feet out to the edge of the driveway and dump the trash.
Don't get mad about it. I was just making a comment.
Well, no. I'm not mad. I'm just saying sometimes I do. Right? Yep.
You have done it before, yes.
So I don't, I will say this. You are good. When you're in the mood, you are good at helping. You helped me do a PowerPoint presentation the other day. You helped me put that together. You helped me copy some things for a speech. You helped me sell books at one of the speeches. I mean, you do that kind of stuff pretty good. Do you enjoy that?
Immensely.
That's, again, the enthusiasm is just contagious, I would say. What's the biggest tip you've ever left for somebody at a restaurant that waited on you?
I can't recall.
Oh, that means you never, ever gave a big tip.
It means I've never had a giant bill.
True. Probably. You probably haven't ever had a giant bill. No. I've been with people that have had giant bills, and so those tips are pretty big. I was reading that Amy Schumer left a tip of $80 on a restaurant tab. She just had clam chowder and some oysters and, you know, whatever. So that was a huge tip. She left a huge tip on the restaurant tab. And on the $80 restaurant tab. So, of course, that makes news because somebody tells somebody and then, you know, so on and so forth. And, of course, she does well. And I think there's almost pressure if you do super well. I mean, if you're famous, if you're cheap, like Michael Jordan is notoriously known as very cheap. Now this may have changed, but Charles Barkley plenty of times in interviews has talked about how cheap he is with tipping for people, like not even giving the norm, which I think that's brutal. If you go to a restaurant, I mean, come on, you got to give them 20%. They don't, because they barely pay half of these waiters and waitresses. Don't you think you at least should do that? Unless they're really awful.
Yeah, if you're going to go out to eat, you need to tip at least 15-20%.
Yeah, and I think it's 20%, frankly. So my mother told us, the way she raised my brother and I, don't screw around with that. If you can't afford to go out and eat, don't go out and eat, because if somebody's waiting on you, it's disgraceful, especially for how hard often. I mean, yes, I know somebody could get really poor service, of course. Anything can happen. But for the most part, let's say, usually you're getting good service, or at least in my case, that's what the case is. So I don't think you should. I think you should just not go out then, if you can't even leave a tip. Have you ever dined and dashed?
I've had to do that before.
Had to? What happened?
Stuff happens.
Like what stuff is that? Someone stuck you with a bill?
Forget your wallet. Forget you don't have cash in your wallet.
Then you don't tell the person, listen, I know this sounds like a lame excuse, but I'll come back because I don't have any cash.
I didn't. I haven't done it since I was a teenager.
Okay. All right, I'll give you a little break there. But I thought you were honest, Paul, even as a teenager, so I guess you weren't.
No.
No, you have nothing to say over that. All right, the time is up. Can you believe it? You have to say goodbye to the audience for now.
Goodbye for now, audience.
You have to go do an assignment. What assignment? I think dishes, maybe.
Scrubbing something down.
All right, all in jest. We'll be back hitting the mailbag and your thoughts as well. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
For this hour of ATN, and we have a ton of mail. When I opened the door today, the virtual mail flooded in, so on that note, let's check the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo! Jumping into the mailbag, we have Sonny, who says, Kate, so sad about those that couple, 198 years old, they live to be that old, and then they perish in this awful, awful fire. Yeah, I read that story, too. They died together. So think about that. They had their 75th wedding anniversary. I mean, you could go on and on about this. But they, of course, they couldn't get out of the fire. It was too late. But the way the wildfire was moving, and there was no time to get out, people didn't get them. They couldn't get to them. It was just too quick. And they were a couple that, gosh, had so much history. Obviously, if you think about when they would have been married and how long they were together, and then the family, and geez. it's rough for the family to get that kind of news, to live that long, and then that's what happens, no matter what, how much longer they would have lived. But there are other stories like that, because at least 15 people are dead, and there are people missing, so that's the scary thing, too, trying to find those people and to make sure that they're okay. So yeah, I did see that story, and it is very sad what's happening with the fires. We've talked about it a bunch. All right, this one is from Ken, who says, Kate, I wonder if the Walmart groceries, this was on my mind today when I went through Walmart, if the Walmart grocery delivery service will take a chunk out of Amazon's business. What do you think? Well, I think they're going to be competitive. I don't know if they'll beat Amazon, because it depends. Amazon, I guess it's not even speed. It's about convenience and who's going to go to Amazon and who's going to order what and how that's going to happen. And then fresh produce and good prices. So speed, prices, I guess speed would be a little bit, but certainly the prices would have a huge, huge bearing on what would happen. Walmart is 3 times bigger than Amazon as far as revenue is concerned, but Amazon is the 5th biggest player in the U.S. grocery space, and they just bought Whole Foods back in August. So Whole Foods has 468 locations. They could do that Amazon delivery service that way, and it could work. I mean, I think it'll work. I think Walmart's going to work, and I think Amazon is going to work. But it's a question of who has a bigger share of the market, and if one kind of overtakes the other. And I don't know if it will. I think there's room for a couple of services, and even local grocery stores are starting to do that, because then they're going to have to compete with it. Where pretty soon, and that's one thing, if there's so much competition out there, then to get the food delivered, it may be a lot cheaper than it normally would have been. People assume it's ridiculously expensive, and you have to be wealthy to do that, but I think it's going to be so commonplace, it's going to be the opposite, that it's not going to be ridiculous. It's going to be much cheaper than you think. All right, how about this one? This one is from Stan. Kate, it scared me to death. I know you have friends in Asheville. In fact, you've had one of them on the show, Meredith Elliott Powell. I've seen her speak before, and I am sure she must fly into this area. But did you see the story about a man who planted a device, a bomb, that had ammonium nitrate and fuel oil at an airport in Asheville on Friday? He was preparing, he said, to fight a war on U.S. soil. I did see that. I just saw that today. He's charged with, his name is Michael Estes. He's charged with attempted malicious use of explosive materials and unlawful possession of explosive materials in an airport. So he was in a federal court. The thing that's so scary about this is that they found what looked to be, an IED on Friday morning outside of the terminal. So they took him into custody. He waived his rights. He answered the questions. He admitted he placed it there. He explained he bought the materials at Walmart and Lowe's. He described how he carried the device using the ammonium nitrate and Sterno as a fuel source, then rigged the alarm clock to strike the matches and cause the flame to trigger the device. Yikes. And he put nails in it as well. He didn't set the alarm clock, though. And they tested it. It was positive for ammonium nitrate. Wow. And, of course, a bomb dog could tell them that something was wrong there. And the clock was set to go off at 6 o'clock. So, this happened in, I guess, almost 1:15 in the morning. He had black clothes on, a black cap, carrying a black bag. He walked near the entrance of the terminal, went out of sight, then was seen departing without the bag. And, wow. And they found the bag in the woods. It had gorilla tape. It had all the things he talked about. So, he was he definitely was planning something, and they had luckily sharp eyes and found it. But boy, they closed the terminal for a couple of hours, and it excuse me, it was pretty scary that happened because, again, of what he said, he wanted to fight a war on U.S. soil. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Michael, who says, Kay, did you notice that the market has been up, up, up? I know you've been talking about it, but the market likes some of what's happening. That is for sure. What do you attribute that to? Well, earnings reports in some cases and what's happening with employment numbers for another, and blue chip companies that are doing well, that buoys the Dow and the Nasdaq and the S&P, and it's been a pretty decent run actually for the markets, and in the last 6 months, even if there's been some dips, it's certainly turned around. It's bounced back. Let's put it that way. And then there's new products coming out. Like if you look at a blue chip stock like Apple, with what they always have going on, I think that's helped lift them. And it's the forecast, the growth that's being forecast by some companies, and then what happens on the other end, and if they realize that growth. I mean, it's the typical market bounce. And all-time highs. So some people are taking profits now. You know, that's what they're, you know, you don't have to wait for it to hit an all-time high. You can assess what you want to do with the gains and the losses and everything else. And there are people hedging against corrections because inevitably there will be some corrections. So dividend stocks, see what happens with them. And boy, it's interesting. Buying into stocks is another thing that people start to do. They start to look for where they can get that value. The stock market historically returns to 7% over the long term. So, meaning that if you're buying into stocks regularly, you should be averaged into something that looks good over the long haul. So, looking for dividends, etc. I'm not giving you any kind of advice. I'm just saying what I know to be true, right? And this is this has been a nice, nice run. The Dow just bouncing, and the return, the average return of stocks over the long run, it's nice for people, the 401ks, etc. What a way to end the show on that note. Thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming, americatonight.net, and thanks for listening to the show.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.